know that you can, Tracy, we know that you will provide what you want to do. Do more than we could ever see that you could do. We thank you, God, in advance. We worship you, we magnify your holy name. We know that your word is true and you cannot lie. So we give you all the glory and all the honor. And we say all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The psalmist said, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Woo! Looks like I've been in church already. Is it only me? Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. I just want to make sure I have this thing in place. Praise ye the Lord. We're going to go on a ride today. I'm serious. We're going to go on a ride today. Put on your seat belts. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord's got a lot good sense of humor. That's right. He does. I wake up every morning and I'm alive. I say, wow. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. I mean, look at me, he's good. Look at me, he's good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, with humility of heart, we approach your presence this morning. Not for who we are, or what we are, or our ability, but because of the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for adopting us. Thank you for making us part of your body when we're not worthy. Lord, as we approach your word this morning, I present ourselves before you, Lord, that you be lifted up in the name of Jesus. I said that you be lifted up. Let us point to you. After this morning, let us be like those two apostles sitting in our hearts prick within us. That was Jesus. So let it be this morning. In the name of Jesus. Break now, Lord, the bread of life to us, O Lord, as we eat by the sea. In the name of Jesus. Everybody said,
amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The title of my message is The Omniscient God. What does that word mean? And it's going to be a little interactive this morning, if you don't mind. Omniscient God. Huh? Bro, help me out. The all-knowing God. There's nothing that is new to him. He has infinite knowledge. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Just bear with me. There's a song I want us to just sing a few lines of it. It says, not even the angels. Could you have me put that up, Daddy? Angels. Not Lucifer. He's omnipotent, omniscient. Praise the Lord. Just because it's related to my topic, and you'll see one of the things is true, special. None of the angels is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, not even Lucifer, for there is none, and never will be any like our Lord of hosts. Can the pastor play that song? Not all the angels, omnipotent, omnipresent, omnipresent, not even Lucifer, for there is none,
never will be any like our Lord of hosts.
Amen. He's Alpha and is everything in between. We define the omniscient God as an A of infinite knowledge. He knows everything, the A to the Z. There's nothing that will be new to him. In Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Can somebody help me with that? Micah chapter 5, verse 2. He said his going forth has been of old. He said, but thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, say, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel. Whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord. So our God didn't just set up shop yesterday. See, true science and the Bible, there's no conflict. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
There is no conflict about it. Amen. Job 11:7 said, who can by searching find God? To the writer of many books, you can't find him but by faith. We're going to go through some science, a little bit of science today. And bear with me. At the end of this, you'll see where we're going with this. Have you thought about the fact that when the Lord called Moses and he wrote the commandments, he wrote it on stone? On stone. Have you ever heard the term, this thing is, whatever you're doing, you've heard the term say, it's not in rock, right? In other words, it's not stone, it's not cast in stone. But Jesus, he cast the commandments. He cast it in stone. How come? He doesn't change. His law and his word is good. Both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Nigeria, in Phoenix, and to the end of the earth. Somebody say amen. Can somebody say amen? True science. I'm going to give you a synopsis of where I'm heading with this. We're going to do a little bit of math. And I thank God we have some scientists among us. Bro Julius, the pastor, they're all computer geeks. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. It's good. In the book of In the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Deuteronomy, those five books of the Bible, they call the Torah, Pentateuch, I call them. Who wrote the book? Moses is told, we understand, wrote the book, the books. How did he get that? How could he have written about Adam? How could he have known all those things? But by the Spirit of the Lord. Praise the Lord. In recent times, some scientists, I said we're going to go into science today. I'll bring it home and you see where we're coming from here. That look, our God is an awesome God.
Hallelujah.
There's nothing new under the sun, and there's nothing happening to you and me that is catching him by surprise. This scientist, one of the greatest mathematicians in Israel, he started studying the Old Testament. About 50 years ago, another rabbi did something similar. He began noticing that when, you know, the Old Testament we know was written in Hebrew, am I correct?
Yes.
Was written in Hebrew. My concentration this morning will be on most of it on the Old Testament. We'll go to the New Testament also.
They went back to the original Hebrew Bible, written in Hebrew. How many of you know I don't speak Hebrew? I don't speak Hebrew. Sometimes I joke around and I say I'm a black Jew. But I don't speak Hebrew at all. So they went back to the Old Testament, the first five books of the Bible, in Hebrew, written in Hebrew. They started noticing something strange. Every 50 letters in Hebrew, they noticed, started spelling out certain words. Every 50 letters in Hebrew now. When they eliminated the spaces and all that stuff in between, the letters started forming words. 50 years ago, this young man noticed it. I'm sharing this with you, and I'm going somewhere with this story. In Genesis, they found that every 50 letters in the Hebrew formed the word Torah. Same thing they found out in Exodus, Deuteronomy. So this mathematician in Israel, Dr. Eli, he's one of the most renowned mathematicians. He started studying the Old Testament himself. What they did was, all the five books of the Old Testament in Hebrew, it has exactly 305,800 something letters. All of them. So they strung them all together. Are you following me so far? Strung them all together. And they started noticing something about it. He ran a computer program. And certain words started coming up frequently in the old Hebrew. What they observed will blow your mind. They took, in Israel, they took the most, about 32 people of the most important folks who had influenced their society and ran their name. And what they started doing was the name in a systematic order, all the names. The science folks couldn't believe that that could be real. That in the Old Testament, first five books of the Bible, there is a storyline there in that Old Testament, in the Old Testament. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. So it's something like, put our next slide on there. But you understand what I'm trying to say. And then you see where I'm coming from here. This, the next one. It's an arithmetic progression. They wrote a computer program to analyze what they were noticing. This is a sequence. When you eliminate the letters, all the spaces in between, it started forming different things like that. Where N is where you start. So go to the next slide. I'm just trying to make it as simple as I can. This is what I'm talking about. Look at that. This is a sentence. This is not in the Bible. This is not Bible. I'm just making a sentence here. If you look at that first sentence, Rips explained that, if you take it, there's about every three letters, the next letter. If you read everything together, it forms this. Read the code. That's what I'm talking about. It's like a sequential event. If mathematicians, scientists, you can form an algorithm to, geometric equation and all those probably to set to equation in that manner. So that's in simplicity. That's what they did. And they started finding out, please, don't make any easy matter of what I'm sharing with you. Don't make any doctrine, no ism, nothing. It's just FYI that will bring us to where we are today. Praise you, the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, the Lord. The word is what we go by. But what I'm trying to say is, when they now put all the Old Testament together, This Old Testament was written 3,000 years ago. They started noticing events of today's history started popping up. Are you following me? To events of, in other words, they took all the spaces out of the letters, out of the Hebrew letter, not the Hebrew, not in English, not in anything, just the Hebrew in which the Old Testament was written. And they noticed the history, a present day history, was encoded in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
And when I saw this, it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is way out there, but this is the truth. The mathematicians who saw this, noticed this. Now they went to the Hebrew University, Harvard, Yale, name it, to try to prove that, or to disprove what they're seeing here. When they ran all the names of these 32 most influential people in Israel, what they noticed was both their name, date of birth, was encoded in the Old Testament. And mind you, the Old Testament was written 3,000 years ago. How can that be? What knowledge, by what power could that have been? Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. When I ask the question, how did Moses know what to write in the Bible? In the when he wasn't there. So that's what they started noticing. I'll give you some. So they strung, what happened? If you now string all, what they did was they strung all the letters of the New Testament in a string and formed them, you know, if you form all the words without all the spaces in between them, it almost forms this, you know, you could form a matrix out of it. Are you following me? Or a cylinder, or, you know, it's just keep running on and on like that. And the history of the world started coming up out of this Bible. Praise you, the Lord. Jesus didn't just set up shop yesterday. Somebody said, how could that be? Ecclesiastes 3:15. Could you put that up for me? Ecclesiastes 3:15. It said, that which has been, that which was, has already been. And God requires that. Verse 3:15. That which has been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. And God requires that which is past. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's not rocket science. I mean, it's mathematics. They create a formula, you know, wrote the things down, and an equation. Like I said, 50 years ago, there was a gentleman who started noticing this thing. And then this doctor, I think it's called Eli Ribs. The Pentagon, what they call him, the code breaker, tried to say, hey, look, this thing can't be in the Bible. Because everybody in the Bible, nobody wants to hear nothing about the Bible. So he tried to disprove that, no, it couldn't be. He ended up saying, this is perfect science. It's not something gimmied up. Or let me read what some of the things, what he said, what this gentleman said. His name is Harold Gans. You'll see where I'm going with this thing, why I'm just, it's, all of us could relate to today's history. And if for somehow, today's history is hidden in the Bible. And it took 3,000 years for man to catch up with what God wrote in code in the Bible. It's mind-boggling. He tells you like Jeremiah said, he said, the Lord foreknew me in my mother's womb. Before you came, he knew about you. That's all it's about. Because how on earth can the history, today's history, be outlined in the Bible? Almost like a jigsaw puzzle. And it took science. Actually, if not for the advent of their computers, they couldn't have decoded what was being shown there. I'll share some information with you that blew my mind. This is Pentagon now, and I'm reading what he says. He called him the Pentagon code breaker. He said Gans could not believe it. He decided to look for He said if this was real, then I figured that the cities where these men were born and died ought to be encoded as well. In his 440 hours experiment, Gans checked not only the names of the 32 wise men that I mentioned to you earlier, but he took another 34 other names and ran them. And he found the names in which these people are born, the cities they are born in, and everything encoded in the Bible. Please don't make an easy matter of this. That is not the point. The point is, the Lord didn't set up shop yesterday. Praise ye the Lord. He knows about you. He knows about me more than you know of yourself. Praise the Lord. He said, the Pentagon code breaker, using his own computer program, independently replicated this result. Men who lived hundreds and thousands of years after the Bible was written were encoded in details. Bear with me. He said, at first I was 100% skeptical. I thought it was all just silly. I set out to disprove the code and ended up proving it. Can you say praise the Lord?
Hallelujah.
I'm not talking of astrology and all that kind of stuff. Just pure science. Like I said, pure science doesn't contradict the Bible. So they sent these papers, like mathematicians do. You make a theory and stuff like that. They send these papers for review. I was published in the American Statistical Science. I found out the math is true. A professor in Carnegie Mellon University, editor of the Statistical Science magazine in which this was published, said, wow, he blew his mind. They sent papers to Harvard, Yale, and Hebrew University, and Pentagon, faultless. Let me run by you a few of the findings that they found encoded in the Bible. They said, well, if you put together all the computers of the world, it's impossible, including that in Pentagon, it's impossible for you to put in a code 3,000 years ago all this information that is contained there. Like I'm saying, please don't make an easy matter. I'm just sharing with you what I found out. I said, wow, Jesus, he thinks about you. Your life is important to him. Let me run some of the things they found out that are in today's history. I'm talking of the how many of us remember the former Prime Minister of Israel, Yitzhak Rabin? Anybody remember that guy?
Yes.
Yitzhak Rabin. When they ran that code, they found his name there. Yitzhak Rabin. His name in the quoted in the Bible. Yeah. Not only did they find this, now before he was, everybody know, some of us know he was assassinated. A year before he was assassinated, this reporter and this folks who, the reporter who went by coincidence ran into this, I don't want to go through the whole story, was able to find running the computer program Yitzhak Rabin the day this man was assassinated, and the name of his assassinator a year before. How can that be? Please don't make any easy man of this thing. I'm just saying, Jesus is alive and well. He's the same. If something happened, a book was written 3,000 years ago, and computer program is now revealing what's encoded therein, I say, wow. That's what he found out. I'm going to pass. I told you earlier, I don't write Hebrew. And it's almost like a jigsaw puzzle. This, I just made a few copies to see, for you to see. I made 3 copies. Oh, go ahead. You see, just look at it. You see what I'm talking about there. That's in Hebrew. I'll get an, that is in Hebrew. I don't write Hebrew. You see the name of Yitzhak Rabin and a few of those people in there. Before he was assassinated. And plus the name of the assassinator. Look at the first page there. You could pass it. I'll leave a copy of this in the back, so if you want to look at it, that's fine. In this same study, science, they found the name encoded in the Bible of the next president, Netanyahu. Not only that, his nickname was encoded in the Bible. Strange. It was kind of strange to me too. You see it there. 2 months. The Bible says, Luke 21:25, said that you have a sign in the sun, in the moon, distress of nations with perplexity. Is that true? Luke 21:25. The seas and the waves roaring. There's a meteor. I'm not a science guru. There was a meteor by the name of Shoemaker Levi that hit Jupiter. 2 months before this Jupiter hit, this meteor hit Jupiter, they found not just the name of the meteor, also the names of the scientists through and who this new meteor was named after, encoded in the Bible. I said, whoa. God knows everything. Jesus, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Then they said, they went back into renowned men. The Bible says the Lord sets kings up, he puts them down. Praise ye the Lord. They find so many names like JFK. John F. Kennedy, President of the U.S. Even when and the city in which he was assassinated. Mind you, the Old Testament written over 3,000 years ago. All encoded therein. He was just waiting. It was all named there, waiting for the computers to catch up with what God already encoded in there 3,000 years ago. Can you say praise the Lord? The Bible in the book of Nahum, in the reading text, talks about cars and inventions and stuff like that. Nahum chapter 2 verse 4. Obadiah talks about airplanes and stuff like that also. They found out that in written in this text, in the Hebrew, were names like the Wright brothers. How many of us remember the Wright brothers? Airplane. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you getting anything from this? Praise the Lord. The Lord didn't set up shop yesterday. And written and encoded in the Bible. In Hebrew. It's almost like a jigsaw puzzle. How many of us have done crossword puzzles? That's exactly what. That I started finding out. That how could this thing be? And everybody that was said, no, it's not in the Bible. It couldn't be. So they took a different book. Tried to use another book to see if there's anything like that. Any of these great books written by men. Nothing. Nothing like that. Can somebody praise the Lord? Can somebody say praise the Lord? Let's now come back home. That paper that's going around, look at page 6. They found out Watergate. How many of us remember Watergate? President Nixon. Encoded in there, it says, who is he? President, but he was kicked out. In that, those people that are going around, that's what I get, written and encoded in the Bible. Even the guy who assassinated JFK, his name, everything. Same thing Robert F. Kennedy. How about it today? Saddam Hussein, they found his name there. Where? I'm telling you, I was like, woo! Scud missiles. The first day. How many of us remember Oklahoma? Timothy McVeigh. Anybody remember that?
Yes.
It was encoded in, including the name of the building. What has all this got to do? Einstein, computers, what has all this got to do with you and I today? Ladies and gentlemen, it tells us one thing. The promises of God to us are yea and amen.
Amen.
God is very, very well aware of what you may be going through. Amen? It's the Bible says, he lifts kings up, he puts them down, and no one can say unto him, what doest thou? I'm going to read Job. Chapter 9. Talking about our God. He says he's wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who had hardened himself against him and had prospered? Who remembered mountains and they know not? Who overturned them in his anger? Who shaked the earth out of her place and the pillars thereof tremble? Who commanded the sun and riseth not, and sealeth up the stars, which alone spread out the heavens and tethered upon the waves of the sea? He maketh Arcturus, Orion, Pleiades, and the chambers of the south. Who doeth great things past finding out? Yea, wonders without number. Lo, he goeth by me, I see him not. Looks like sometimes it's so distant, But yet he's there. Right before he's closer to you
than the skin of even your body.
Say, behold, he taketh away. Who can hinder him? Who will stay? Who will say unto him, what doest thou? How can history, our contemporary history, be scripted 3,000 years ago? You may ask, well, if it's scripted, then que sera, sera, whatever will be. No, sorry. No, sorry. Written, encoded there, is a question that is found in that same code. It asks a question: will you change this? The Bible says, in the latter days, perilous times shall come. But if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face, I will heal their land. There's a call upon your life, upon my life. A call to righteousness. A call to live by His word. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
You do not need to go deep into trying to go study Hebrew and find this and no, find it in text. No. That's not the point. That's not the point. All that you need is in the page of this Bible. If you read it, live by it, that's all that God expects of you. It just happened that this guy, Hebrew, was just tiddling around. He's a mathematician, had so much time on his hand, and he started just playing, and they found these things. So you may ask, well, if these things are encoded, then no big deal. No. In that text, it asks the question, will you change this thing? That seemed to tell me one thing. The Lord, each and every one of us, gives us a choice. In Genesis, Adam and Eve, He gave them a choice. It's a simple thing for God to program all of us alike. Right? And there will be robots. But He gives us, say, choose ye this day whom you will serve. At one point in time, Moses drew the line. Joshua drew the line. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Will you serve the Lord? That is the question. Will you serve the Lord? Praise ye the Lord. In conclusion, this finding encourages us to do a few things. As believers, one, contend for the faith that was once delivered to the apostles. Praise the Lord. Contend for the faith. Two, remind him of his promises. Do you know some of God's promises in your life? In the word, remind God concerning his promises. One area he said, I will restore to you the years that locusts have eaten. The palmer one, all those things. He said, I will restore. It is incumbent upon you and I, who name the name of the Lord, to remind God of his promises. And his promises are yea and amen. If 3,000 years ago, some of these codes, some of these things were encoded, it gives me an assurance that the promise of God that is sealed in his blood, it will come to pass. There will be a people who will not see death, who are the appearance of Jesus. They will be alive. They will change. in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. He said, the dead in Christ will arise. And those of us that are alive, we shall be caught up, we shall be changed. Amen. This is your high calling. You want to call it sons of God? The man child? Elect, bride, doesn't matter. God's promises are yea and amen. If he encoded history 3,000 years ago and it happened before our eyes today, I guarantee you, one day, we will be changed. He that has his hope in himself purifies himself. Contend for the faith that was once delivered. That Christ himself sealed in his own blood. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. A lot of times we talk about the manifestation of the sons of God and his promises, all those things are true. But like the Lord himself, the firstborn among many brethren, he loved not his life unto death. Praise ye the Lord. You and I as Christians should be ready to bear the shame of the cross. And yes, young ones, people may ridicule you at school and stuff like that. It doesn't matter. You are going to laugh last. Can you say amen? They may laugh at you, but you're going to laugh last. Let's be like Daniel. He said, even if, from this fire, even if he does, he's able to save us. But even if he doesn't save us, we'll not bow. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And God told me, he said, all shall be righteous, and their righteousness shall be of me, saith the Lord. He said, holiness shall be a frontlet unto them, and righteousness their garment. I will come upon them as a dew upon the mown grass, saith the Lord. You and I are believers. Most of us here are believers. Resist the sin. He said, I will flee from you. Praise the Lord. And if peradventure you are here, you feel like, man, I'm down and out. There's hope. I say there's hope. Job chapter 14. Say, for there's hope, verse 7. There's hope of a tree if it be cut down, that it is proud again. You may be going through trials, tribulations, and you say, boy, this is rough. I see it is sprout again. And the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the roots thereof wax old in the earth, verse 8, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud. The word of the Lord. And bring forth boughs that branches like a plant. So you may be down and out. The word of God gives us hope. It picks us up when we are down. He said, there's lifting up. So no matter your Christian walk, where you feel, you are saying, man, we talk about this manifestation of the sons of God and all that kind of stuff, but I'm not up to it. There's hope. Praise ye the Lord. There is hope for you and for me. It does not yet appear or shall be, but when we see him, we shall be changed. We shall be changed. Can somebody say amen? In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, let us remember to remind him of his promises. You see, if you don't know something, we re-echo this thing. I went through all this. If you don't know something, if you don't know a promise of God, then you are not likely to receive it. Am I right? But if you know the promise of God, and we remind him of it. Now, he hasn't forgot, he hasn't slept. But that's what he wants us to do. This half has given the sons of men. I mean, like I said, he could program us, but he didn't do that. He gave us choices. Just like what we find out, what I said was encoded in this book. He said, Will you change? So he gives us an opportunity through our prayers to change the hand of the enemy in your life and my life. To pray for our families, to pray for extended families and what have you. To change situations and around us through prayer. That is the purpose. It's not to make an ism out of anything. I keep repeating, it's not to make an ism or dogma or nothing out of it. It's just what pure science found and did. Scientists, diagnostics, strategies, could be say, wow, the science of this thing is faultless. They couldn't find a fault with it. They took it to 3 levels of checking out. And they have to publish it in the American Journal of Science, something like that. God didn't set up shop yesterday. I'm serious. It made me think, and it gave me hope and faith that, wow, if a man just discovered something in contemporary history just now, that was written 3,000 years ago, and just computers just got, or was able to make, you know, jigsaw puzzle out of these things. How many know there's a jigsaw puzzle, there's a message in it? Is that true? That's exactly what he found out. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I have not put anybody to sleep. Did anybody get anything out of this?
Yeah.
Seriously, anybody get anything?
Yeah.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. He just gives you and I, in short summary, a reason to trust and believe God. That no matter what you're going through, no matter what, it's going to be alright. Just don't give in. Because, like he said in Akkod, will you change the scene? You and I, through prayers, we know we can change situations around us. Nations and stuff like that. We can change it through our prayers. Praise you, the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for the word you have shared with us to give us courage and hope in whatever situation we find ourselves. In good times, in challenging times, and the mountaintop or when we're in the valley, we bless your name, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, because you are so mindful of us. You said nothing, no hair falls from my head. That's an accident. You know about it. Heavenly Father, Lord, I commit to you, all of us, who are the sound of my voice. We all have one challenge, one situation or the other, Lord. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. Thou that answered by fire, in the name of Jesus. Make a way for your children. For the ransom received, redeemed of the Lord, that they may walk. That they part the seas for them, in the name of Jesus. That when fires come, they not kindle against your children, Lord. When trials of life come, storms of life, you may not be burying them in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, the scripture tells us, Lord, you set things up and you put them down. You said like the streams of the rivers. The heart of the king is in your hand. And you turn it whithersoever you will. Father, take us, O Lord. And perfect all our imperfection. In the name of Jesus. That when we see you, we'll not be ashamed that you are appearing. Unto whom much is given, you say much is required. You've paid the ultimate price for all of us, Lord. Father, help us to run this race to the finish line. In the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have situations, families, extended ones, challenges here and there, let there be a lifting up, O Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, Lord.
Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. And everybody said,
amen.
And everybody said,
amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hey, and if you're here, like, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, we never ever want to close this service without giving anybody an opportunity to hear the clarion call and say, Lord, here am I. If you're here and you're straddling the fence, the scripture tells me, he says, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. You don't want Jesus, you don't hear that. If you don't know him as your Lord and personal Savior, I know most of us are saved, but hey, if you don't know him as your Lord and personal Savior, here's a chance. Say, Lord, help me. Let me not be a castaway as you appear me. Anybody like that this morning? Anybody? Praise you, the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Bless your children as we go this day, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. All right, folks. I'll stick those things back there. Just a few of the history things they found out in history. And you just kind of say, whoa, how could men who don't even know the Bible, just men who don't even know the scriptures, how did they? You say it took computer science to catch up to what the Lord wrote in the Bible. Praise the Lord. Shall we lift up our hands. Let's sing this song. Hallelujah. If the praise team would help us. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Turn around and say, God bless you to somebody. Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed week.
God bless you, sir. Recycle paper here. That's recycle paper. No, no, I just use paper.
Download it. Have you stopped it?
Yeah, stop it.